grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
That it is. Chris has scurried into the studio after trying to get a taxi driver to drive fast.
That wasn't happening. Good stories, though.
So you
about the traffic, no, if that's what you like.
No luck. Were you like, hey, mate, can you just drive a bit faster? I'm in a rush.
Yeah, I try that every time. And sometimes they're like, keep the change. And I'm like waving my $10 bill at them. You know, you can keep the change. It doesn't seem to make much difference.
Let's slip on to topic now. What's been on the tongue for the marijuana scenario, should we say?
Oh, well, apparently it's a good season out there, and it seems like it, right?
So what makes a good season? What makes a good season in New Zealand?
Well, a bit of heat is nice.
Okay.
You know,
it is hot outside right now, I'll say.
It is, and it has been the last couple of weeks. And you know, I noticed that in my garden at home, because everything's growing.
Dang.
You know, it's just booming.
Right.
And So, a bit of heat, bit of warmth, bit of sun, and not too much wind, of course. Yeah, it's all basic. And not too much rain. Doesn't really like, especially with the clay that we have in New Zealand, a lot of New Zealand, it doesn't really like a lot of rain that
right.
gets it all waterlogged down in the
Who's saying it's a good season?
Well, this is the police up north, so that they've found
cheers. Thanks, team.
Yeah, cheers. So they're just alerting everyone. Hey, guys, you know, it's going to be good, so get going. And don't miss out. Don't be sitting here at the end of summer going, damn, I wish I'd put a few plants in.
Do you think with the change of government and the way things are heading that they're going to enforce, that they're going to spend dollars putting up the police helicopter and go chase these people?
Make
still?
Hay while, yeah. the, while the sun's yeah, shining.
I think they will. I think we can expect actually a backlash. We can expect them to go harder.
Isn't it hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Absolutely, and they don't even account for all of it because they use the army helicopters some of the time, and then that's just their budget, and they love it because they get to sort of play with all their toys and fly around and pretend they're in Vietnam or something.
What are they going
to
do with their drones when marijuana
gets liberated? They've only officially used a drone once, which was last year, and it was only because they happened to have one for something else and they saw the suspicious guy. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see more use of it. Actually, I was on the barrier last week, and here's a funny thing about it. Well, you've got to get to the bottom of a story, and I'm sitting there enjoying some of, you know, nature's finest, and actually watching some dolphins in the harbour. It was awesome, and then this helicopter just flies right overhead with its snorkely thing, and I'm like, what the hell? They're like poisoning weed right here, you know, and actually kind of ended up coincidentally following it in the car and saw what it was. It turns out they weren't spraying weed at all, so they were practicing their monsoon bucket or something, but. Yeah, so anyway, so it's not all as it appears, but yeah, it's going to be a good season, apparently. So yeah, get in there.
Good to know. Keep an eye out for the outdoor buds.
Mmm.
John boy.
That's my cup of tea.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know, I was saying your name, I was looking at you, that's all it was. I'm trying to incriminate you at all. where are we at with the government's big 100 days? Is that looming?
Wow. Yeah, well, there's another 7 days have gone by.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, we're developing a plan. We're reaching out.
Okay.
And we're trying to get agreement among the reform community on some kind of bottom lines, or, you know, not... It's not all bottom lines. We know we have to compromise, and politics is about what you can do and what's achievable. But we want to get agreement on what we want.
Yes.
You know, so that we can be united in what we present to the government.
Who are you talking about?
Well, you've got all these different groups and different individuals out there. You've got the patients, of course, and you're talking 1 in 20 New Zealanders that are using cannabis medically, so I can't claim to speak for all of them, right?
That's who's admitting to it as well. Yeah.
Pardon?
That's who is admitting to it, I guess.
Exactly, yeah. Admitting it to the government.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you talk to Ross Bell at all?
Well, we communicate, or indirectly. That's what one of the funny things about the cannabis reform community. We've actually done really well getting to the point we are at now without even being coordinated or even necessarily talking to each other. Mm-hmm. So that's been fine up till now, but now we're in this new phase.
Game time.
We've got to all get on the same page and all be, you know, not treading on toes, but acting in a coordinated way, you know.
Because I guess he sort of holds more of a... he's quite an authoritative figure, you know, one of the people that, you know, if the media wants opinion, they go to him.
Oh, absolutely. He's a key ally for the cause, and he's down there in Wellington, and he's lobbying them, and they've put out a policy which is very specific, which is what we want, so we have something to actually talk about. You can look that up on their website, Drug Foundation, OrgNZ, and it's kind of a two-part policy. It doesn't specifically address medical, so it's not quite so relevant for this 100 days one, but I think it's an interesting model when it comes to the referendum time. At the moment, Labour is saying the referendum will be, we don't know the wording, but their kind of wording going in the coalition agreement is a referendum on legalising personal use. Now, will that be the exact question? I don't think so. It might be something more complicated, but perhaps you could have a referendum where you're pointing to a specific model and saying, should we do this? So that Parliament has a very clear directive with that referendum of exactly what they need to do, not just, oh, okay, now we need to have an inquiry to work out what the referendum meant. You know, and it just takes years and years. So their policy is Portugal approach for all drugs, which is treating it as a health issue, not a crime, which is another thing that Labour have signed up to.
They push the boat out, though, right? It's just like, it's Disneyland over there at the moment, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Nothing's illegal, is it?
No. I thought they made it. Was it Uruguay? No.
Which place just went, fucking go nuts, everyone?
I think you're thinking of Portugal. Portugal. I mean, well, Portugal, but haven't they noticed this massive drop in use?
It's awkward because I just bought a plane ticket.
Exactly,
yeah. Really, you need to figure this out.
Yeah, so it's kind of like decriminalised there for all drugs. So it's like a warning. If you're having an issue, then they get you in front of people that can help. But it's not a criminal justice thing. But it's not a regulated sale thing either. So you're just taking care of the health aspects and not sort of putting people into jails and things. But it's not coffee shops like Amsterdam or clubs like Spain or the dispensaries of America.
They're not making it a tourist attraction.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it doesn't even apply to visitors or something. So it's very much like, don't come here and do this.
That's
kind of the
New Holland, anyway. Actually.
As I say, that's, you can go to the States for that kind of thing. But and then for cannabis itself, so they're saying, well, let's have that approach for everything. And then for cannabis itself, let's look at a very a similar model to the Psychoactive Substances Act. We're in fact putting it in there. And that was the one that people tried with the synthetic cannabinoids a few years ago.
All right.
Of course, everyone at the time was saying, you're doing this for the wrong thing. We need to be putting real cannabis in there. And anyway, here we are, 4 years later. They're saying, let's put cannabis in there and have it all licensed and regulated and tested and quality controls and all these sorts of things. So it's definitely a policy worth thinking about.
Good. I'm just really worried about that, how, you know, we have to... Everybody has to kind of get on board and get like a unified front when it comes to addressing the government or the government asking people what's up. Is there a chance that like the media ends up doing like a divide and conquer scenario? It's like this person says that and that person says that and it just makes everything a bit messy. Is that kind of what you're getting at? Like everyone kind of has to get focused on what is really important. Like,
yeah.
And all the other stuff was just sort of like champagne fall down when it needs
to.
Yeah,
and then you don't...
That's not a term. But.
You don't end up with some real minor technicality being a bottom line that says, I can't be supporting that. As long as you've got, say, your four main things ticked off, then we can put up with a few other things that don't count so much.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're already seeing a bit of backlash like that in the media. There was an anonymous article published
The media, they'll type some crap.
Published on Spinoff, and then the Herald reprinted it, and it was a sort of person saying, my parents were stoners, and I read that. It was all very middle class. It was very much like ringing alarm bells and all anonymous. It was kind of like classic. It may or may not be true, but it kind of had the hallmarks of a bit of a planted article. That was a bit kind of but disappointing.
Hey, Texter, you're right. If they left the weed alone, maybe we wouldn't get all these people dying from the synthetic. Beep.
Yeah,
I beeped it for John.
Mm.
I did that for you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
It's before five. Kids are still in the car.
You just shame on a beep that likes to run game on a beep. It's the second song we play. Hey, thank you so much, Chris, for coming in. Always a pleasure, mate.
Thank you.
Right on.
Right. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.